So here is our first inspiration for today. Today the chanting is connected also to Murti Seva, or the Acha Vigra. And I don't know if you ever had this experience of seeing the deity alive in your spiritual life. Not in the sense that the deity is moving around or doing like this, but just by seeing the deity, you have a strong feeling the deity is looking at you, or is smiling at you, or it's... And it often happened to me after good chanting, after a good session of chanting, to have this impression. Some weeks ago, we had a japa retreat in Radhadesh, and I was giving this type of sessions also, and then we chanted for 1 hour with the devotees. And I was close to the altar, and after 1 hour, I opened my eyes, and it seems there was one Govardhan Shila that was just like shining, like much more than all what was around. And I could see just by this chanting, this proper chanting, how the deity was revealing to me. So there is a strong connection with the chanting of the holy name and our ability to perceive the deity as a person, directly as a person. It is said to Srila Prabhupada that we cannot see Krishna as long as we want to be Krishna. That means as long as we are not in the service attitude, it's not possible to see Krishna, only in the position of a servant. So when we are chanting and when we are giving ourselves to the practice of chanting, we are situated in this servant position. And by keeping on in that mood, the vision opens, the perception of Krishna consciousness opens. I would like, today is a little simple, my inspiration, but I just would like to share something that happened to me in the last Govardhan retreat in India. We had a temple room like this, and we were chanting from 5 o'clock in the morning, japa. And few devotees had their own deities and their own shila, and they were doing the puja in front of us who were chanting japa. So I was chanting japa, and I was observing how those devotees were worshipping their deities. And they were doing that with so much care. You know, when they will move the deities from one place to the other, they will put the deity so delicately, to not hurt the deity, or the way they would bat their shila. It was like a display of devotion. One could see bhakti, one could see loving feelings toward their deities. So I was chanting japa, and I was observing that amazing scene in front of me. And suddenly I was struck by a thought. And the thought was, the holy name you are chanting is a deity. And the way you should chant is the same way they are worshipping their shila. You should be so careful to every single word, to every single syllabus, the way you pronounce the mantra. You should be like them worshipping their deities. You should worship the deity of the holy name in your attention of how to chant.
That means you got so quick. Is the holy name a deity? Is it something
yeah.
like this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's non-different. The holy name is non-different than Krishna.
No, but Krishna is not a deity.
It's non-different than the deity also. You can see, also you can forget the deity and think the name I'm pronouncing is non-different than Krishna. Yeah. So as the pujari, take care. Yeah.
To think Krishna is a deity.
That the holy name is a deity?
The holy name is a deity.
No problem. The idea is that when you chant, you can just think the holy name is Krishna himself, and I should worship him.
Difficult enough for me.
Yeah, but just try.
Yeah,
don't think too much.
I try. That's what I try all the time. You cut it? Or yourself?
Yeah. One should have faith. Okay, here is the inspiration. Let me try. Although I have tried many, many times, let me try again and try to see. Maybe if I'm sure that it will not work, it will never work.
No. It's like this. But to realize it, that's the point. Not to take it as theory, but really...
Just keep on thinking of it, meditate on it, pray for it, and it will come. It will come, sure. So this is the inspiration. As you chant the holy name, try to be as sensitive and careful with the name, like if you would worship a deity. This is the inspiration. And I add one step more, and this step was given by Maharaj this morning, about this repentance. Some years ago, I was in Vashana for a vrata, where we were chanting a lot with Maharaj, and I read a prayer of an acharya saying, "Oh, I'm so unfortunate, I never worshipped the Lord." Come on, never worship the Lord. Your whole life you are absorbed in worshipping the Lord, and you say, "I did not worship the Lord." Doesn't sound honest or true. But the same morning, as I was walking in Vashana in this path we saw yesterday, suddenly I realized I also never worshipped the Lord. I'm chanting since 5-10 years, but how many times did I really have the mood of worship? How many times did I really want to please the Lord in what I was doing? How many times I was bhakti? Bhakti was in my heart. So that's also something that can, that's the other step of this meditation, to realize, actually, although I'm chanting, I'm not having so much this devotion, or I'm not actually worshipping so much my Lord, and feel sad about that, and feel I want really to try to serve the name with this attention, like the pujari is doing with his deity. I should try to chant like this, to chant every single word, to not miss any word, to not miss syllables, not miss only with the voice, but with our attention. So this is the first meditation. Let's try, let's be hopeful and faithful and pray for it, and it will come.